Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
How you doing, people? This is the Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show, and we have Pearl in the house. How you doing, guys?
Hello, Carlo. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. I can't believe I've got you all finally here. I know you're very busy, people. You're working on a new album. You've got a gig coming up, which is going to be your debut gig, which we'll talk about in just a few moments. But first of all, if you don't mind, guys, could you please introduce Pearl for me?
Heidi Jo Hines. I'm lead singer.
And
I play guitar on Mia Montlake.
And I'm Jeff Horden, I play bass.
Fantastic,
brother,
Sonny.
Yeah, Sonny
Flint, who's our drummer, and he's in here in spirit with us tonight.
He's down the 100 Club doing sound. So yeah.
Well, for the listeners out there, Heidi Jo Hines has a very, very good background when it comes to music. Would you like to introduce a little bit? Where did you come from, and how did you end up, you know, throwing yourself into music and singing and all that?
I grew up in a really musical family. My dad, Denny Lane, he used to be in a band called Wings with Paul McCartney, and he was the leader and founder of the Moody Blues.
Yes.
So, you know, I was surrounded by it as a young child, the craziness, the good craziness.
Of course, the amazing craziness, And if you don't mind passing the mic around,
yeah,
so we'll introduce a bit.
Oh yeah,
yes,
and I'm an alcoholic.
Right,
I'm an alcoholic, yeah, amongst other things.
So that's you are the leading guitar player.
Oh,
tonight
yeah.
You're going to be playing some acoustic guitar in just a few moments. I know you're going to. I'm going to be spoiled with some fantastic music in the studio. I did when we are well, listeners out there, you know, I'm so spoiled with fantastic music. The guys that were doing the sound check, and I just grasped a few seconds of that. It was amazing. But Ian, tell us a little bit about yourself. When you started playing playing guitar. When did you start? How did you start? And now tonight you're playing acoustic, but I know you play electric as well.
Yes, my guitar is electric. I started playing when I was about 14. Just got the vibe when I was 14, really. Just started, kept playing and been doing it ever since, you know.
Fantastic. Well, any style in particular that you like? Of course, Pearl is a new band coming
out. I like basically sort of most music I like is mainly sort of black music, like Jimi Hendrix, like blues, Stones, Sly and the Family Stone, Otis Redding, anything.
Fantastic.
Sort of, you know, anything groove, really, you know.
Really, really good quality stuff, that's what you like.
Yeah.
And in fact, Jimi Hendrix, isn't that right? That Sonny, your drummer, actually, is the father of your drummer, actually
yeah.
played with Jimi Hendrix.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, okay, I mean, of course.
And he played Eric Clapton as well.
His father. I was checking out his MySpace page,
yeah.
And he did. He did play for. Can you imagine? With Bob Dylan, with Jimi Hendrix. I mean, it's
I know,
insane.
It's weird, isn't it? How his dad and then my dad.
Unbelievable. But we have also an incredible bass player here.
Ooh,
let me
take
pass.
It away. Jeff.
Yes. Mr. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Carlo. Great to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy, and believe me, guys out there, these guys haven't even touched a drink yet.
No, not yet.
No.
Jeff, please introduce it. You are a really fine bass player.
Oh,
I had the pleasure to listen
thank
to
you.
Your fantastic
you.
Fender
right, okay,
jazz play, and then you know.
Right.
But please tell us when you started.
Oh,
and
it's a really okay. How long we got?
You don't have to.
No, I've been playing for like a long time now. I started playing drums when I was younger. Did piano, all the you know. Stuff and then I've been playing bass now for the last sort of 15-16 years now.
Okay.
I found my niche now with bass and playing this music kind of music now with the band. I think you know this is what you know it's definitely going to work. Do you know what I mean? Love this sort of you know rock. So
feel that you
yeah,
got.
Yeah, that's the feel I've got really.
Absolutely.
My influence is all rock anyway and prog and all that sort of stuff. So.
Do
you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was listening to the sound and it sounded really, really, really good. And in fact, I know that you guys have, well, you've got quite a bit going on, especially to December. Is that December, the debut gig that you guys have?
22nd.
Proud Gallery.
Right. Okay. I know that you can't wait. Do you want to talk about
yep.
that? Do you want to play a track?
Yeah, can we just play you one of the tracks? Yeah.
Of course you can.
This one's called, it's going to do Breakdown? Yeah, this one's called Breakdown.
How many times did you say that you're through? How
what you feel.
Guys out there, that for you is Pearl. How did that song came together? Who wrote the lyrics? All of you guys, or
I'll bring it over to Ian for that one.
All right.
We just kind of all just write together, really. Just where it comes out, you know. Yeah, sometimes
it's a fantastic
bit here
track
and a bit there, and it all comes together, you know.
Fantastic.
We'll
when
put something in the bowl of soup. And
yeah, yeah. Mix it all up.
Mix it all up.
Yes.
Amazing. And also, well, I'm a fan of Heidi's voice anyway. I've been for a number of years now. Yes, I must admit that just for a couple, with just a couple of mics, I mean, we're not using any effects or anything like that. We're just going straight couple of mics, and it's fantastic because that vibe of the live vibe is what it really is, you know, the real thing, what you actually can do there and then without any tricks, you know,
any effects
or anything like that. Mm. And it's a fantastic track. When did you guys write it? Is it a long time ago, a month ago, a year?
You know, been around for a bit though.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been playing the riff for a while and...
Yeah, me and Heidi played together a while ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we actually met 8 years ago, or
eight, nine years ago,
yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, I was doing an open mic at the Camden Firkin, the pub, the Firkin.
Yeah, I know the pub,
and,
yeah.
And I was singing on stage, and I asked if anyone in the audience could play guitar, and we could rock out.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Ian's hand went up. That's the first memory of when I met him. And then since then we started a band, I think, a year later.
Yeah.
And the lineup wasn't right, and everyone went their separate ways. You know what I mean? We had such a musical connection, but then.
So you're telling me after 8 years, you guys?
Yeah.
And it came back.
Like
it's strange because
like
usually you grow apart. We grew together.
Yeah.
Our styles got closer.
It was weird. We all had to go off
beautiful
and do our thing, and then we've come back, and this come back full circle. This is it, man. Right now, I'm so excited. I can't say anymore.
And I tell you, I am too. And I know I'm very spoiled because people out there have to wait for all the machines to get ready to finally listen to what has been brewing underground. And I always get to know that way before. Mm. So I know that's fantastic. I know you guys are happy to be here, but I'm happier than you guys to have people like yourselves here, because I know it's not gonna, you know, 2010 is your year. I know you are, your trampoline is actually towards the end of this year, the gig, and you're preparing for that. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, it's gonna be a really great night. Actually, there's a few things lined up that we haven't been told because it's kind of a surprise as well, but we've got two great bands playing, and and also a couple of days before that, we're gonna be playing live at the BBC Radio Cambridge with Sue Marchant. She's a great friend of mine.
Fantastic.
So on December 18th.
Yeah, Keith Richards' birthday.
So, Sue, she's invited us down to Cambridge, and hopefully we're going to do a gig that night too, so it will really prep us up for our first proper gig at the Proud on December 22nd. It's going to be a real Christmas party. We're going to love it. And,
fantastic.
You know, everyone can't wait to come because no one's actually heard us live yet. We've all been hearing this thing, and we just keep coming back raving about the rehearsals. But on that night, it's going to be the takeoff.
Well, I certainly can't wait. Do you want to tell us something?
It's our first
time. We're on TV. By the way, we are recording also on our video
for YouTube.
As well, for YouTube.
Yes. Peace.
It's going to be really good. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be our first like proper gig together. I'm really looking forward to doing it. It's Sonny as well.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, you know,
Sonny is your drummer.
Sonny's the best guy in the world.
He's also a producer, is he? Or
sound
engineer? Yeah, he's a sound engineer, man.
And people like that.
Bit of everything, really. Yeah.
He's done a lot of big stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. He's
going
on tour with
a
band called Des Pop in a few days, actually, or next week. So
right.
he'll be gone for a month, actually. But we've gotten enough rehearsals. And then we're just going to have a couple more just when he gets back. So
fantastic. Yeah. Am I invited to the gig?
Of course you are.
Yeah. Are you guys
bring all your friends.
I definitely will. Because
I think
the vibe, sometimes, you know, it just happens there. And you can't, sometimes it's very hard to reproduce it in a studio. And when it just happens, when you have the people and in the venue, you get that vibe and it feeds
definitely.
Off.
Yeah.
You know,
the
people bounces back between the band and the people and suddenly just is magic.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
And,
because we're
also,
a real life
band,
aren't we? When we play together in the studio, it's just, we've all got a really good buzz. And we leave there all just like really high. Just
yeah,
really,
yeah.
It's
amazing the amount of rehearsals
yeah.
we've had, and it's just, we can't believe how everyone's just so like, you know, together.
We always drive
there
in silence, like AC/DC are playing, we come out and we just go like, it's like a mission. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. We are on a mission for sure. Yeah. And hopefully my brother Boston's going to do the sound on that night as well. We just have to ask him.
yeah, Boston is quite good. So
Boston, are you listening?
Boston, he said, yes, you're...
My brother, yeah, he does the sound at the Flower Pot in Camden, everybody, yeah, and that's a great little venue as well.
The Flower Pot is nothing to do with the Bullet Bar.
It used to be the Bullet Bar, but yeah. It's the new place to be now.
Are you guys not want a gig there?
No, we do. I definitely want to get a gig there. Yeah. But yeah, he's had some high-profile people playing and stuff like that.
Right.
Amy Winehouse was there a couple weeks ago.
Kidding.
Yeah, she wasn't performing, but she was performing, if you know what I mean. Hanging around.
Yeah, being there with people. So you definitely want to play there then.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Definitely. We want to play everywhere.
Of
great.
Course. So the very first one, if I'm wrong, down to there. Baseman, the first one is going to be the 22nd of December.
Tuesday, the 22nd of December, right before Christmas.
Yeah. Right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Put your back in the
It's a Tuesday.
Sorry.
We love your voice.
All right then.
But you need to have it real close to the.
And then from there, you just.
We haven't got any.
Perhaps taking a little break during, I mean, that week of Christmas. And then back in January.
January is that's when
definitely,
it all really begins. Yeah. Definitely. And we're almost finished, like. Writing the album and stuff like we've got.
Tell us about your album because I mean, it's a lot happened. Can you tell us?
Well, it's kind of talk about it because it's before it's happened.
So.
Yeah.
But you got some music.
We've got some great tracks coming.
Tell us about the single. Then.
Cruel. It's called Cruel, and it's a great song. And yeah, so we're releasing it on iTunes soon, but we'll let you know when that is because we haven't got the exact date.
Okay, fantastic. There's something with that mic. The mic, right. Yeah, no, it's better now.
Okay.
It's the cable. It's the cable. It's pretty close. And in fact, I happen to have the track right here.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. When did you guys write that track, Cruel?
When was he born? About a month ago.
About a month.
Fresh.
Hey, no, it's really fresh.
Yeah, really fresh, about a month.
Yeah, we've only been playing
six
together,
weeks.
Like, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
It's actually the opposite.
Cruel was like a month ago. So
In one month you've been able just to kick it off and now you're ready.
Yeah,
to
no,
go.
Honestly, everything's flowing effortlessly.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to like sound too cocky or anything, but it's flowing quite well, you know what I mean? I don't want to knock on wood.
Well, it's very good. How about if I play your single Cruel?
Please,
yes?
Yeah, that'd
okay. And this is Pearl, and this track is called
Cruel.
Still can't believe that you can be so cruel. Tore my heart into pieces. Made me crawl. Sat on the roof and stared at the sun. Shed a tear for everyone. Gave you all my love and now it's gone. Gave you all my love and now it's gone. Gave you all my love and now it's gone. We'll be right back.
Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.
And that was Pearl with their singles Cruel. Fantastic track. Guys, thank you very much for being with us. Pearl, in the house, Atomic Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show. Who came out with that? Of course, Ian, I know you play guitar, but was there the guitar riff and the arrangement something that you guys trial and error, or you did it, Ian, or the bass and the arrangement? How did that arrange?
He usually comes up with the great riffs, you know what I'm saying? We'll all sit in a room, but we all like... Oh, sorry, I'm going to sing closer.
Yes, we love your voice.
I don't know, I can't explain it, but we just all sit in a room together and we start off literally almost from scratch.
Jamming.
Or sometimes he'll have some riffs that he's had
for a while.
And
we've got a recording equipment there. And we just start jamming, really, get drums.
All right.
Get
you got in your own Sonny, yeah, have you got your own studio?
Yeah, we've got a home studio, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sonny has as well. Sonny's got a really nice home studio. Yeah, he's got loads of gear and stuff. So.
No, fantastic.
That's how you guys do it. Basically, you guys start playing, jamming around, and then things come. Well, it's natural, the best way.
Yeah, I think we recorded in August, Cruel, and it was just...
It's really quick, wasn't it? It was meant to be like a rough sketch of the song.
Yeah.
And it just all went down so well and so quick that we just said that was the one, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And where did you guys record that track? In your with Sonny or
13-8?
Yeah, 13-8.
Yeah, it was Sonny.
St. John's Wood. It's my mum's old house, actually.
All right.
It's a 3-story townhouse. So it's really spacious. Got a great studio in there. So the music happens mainly.
Fantastic. I know there's something that we have, that we have our cables in the mic is playing jokes.
It's fine.
I don't know, it's working very well. So that's how that song came about.
Yeah, and it's great having the vibe of the house as well, you know, and everyone's musical in it, so it literally started off as us three, and we just gelled so well, and then we needed a drummer, and we lucky enough we got Sonny, because he's fantastic.
Who brought anyone in there? Ian, you knew?
I know Sonny from before, but originally it was Jeff's mate, Jeff's kind of a rhythm section partner.
All right, okay. So you guys been playing?
Sonny and I go back for a few years. I used to live with him actually quite a few years ago. But I mean, like from day one, it was a musical relationship, and he's
How long ago was it? I've got to ask.
It's about, all right then, mate. Okay, it's about, sort of, I've known Sonny about 14, 15 years now.
All right, okay, okay.
When he was 10.
Yeah. quite a long
11 and a half.
Quite a long time now.
11 and a half.
I think it's really nice the way we've all linked up together. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's
definitely fate, man.
Definitely, you know, and it's really good, you know. Powerhouse drummer,
You know, it really feels like the two of you. I understand that. I mean, Sonny not here. He's busy. I'm really sorry. Would have loved to have him here, but perhaps with a new year, you can all come to the studio after the gig.
Nice
you're very, very welcome. Very welcome. But it feels, it really does feel, and it's first time we've ever met. I mean, we met at a party very briefly, but we were all... It was a good party.
Yeah, Hawaiian party.
It was a great one. But it's really...
Did you stay to the end?
No.
You missed the crescendo.
I can imagine.
The showdown.
All right. Okay. Well, next one. I'm not gonna get any other appointments. I'm gonna say until the very end. What time did you finish, guys? Then I left.
I went on to the next day. Went on proper.
Business. I see.
It started off with smiles and ended in tears.
Well, I was saying, guys, that the great thing about you all is that it does feel a bit of a family feel. It's like you guys are connected. It's not, sometimes music does come also from people that are very good at what they, you know, at their instruments. And they're good friends and they can do, they put together a nice product. But it's just that. It's a nice product. It's very good, but it's a nice product. Yeah. With you guys, feels like it's like a natural. It's friends getting together, playing some music, loving it, and music comes out as a result of being friends. And this is what I'm feeling. I'm sensing it. The vibe.
You're right, man. It's exactly how it is. I mean, they're all like family to me. It's like family. Even brothers and sisters, same, you know. And Jeff, you know what I mean? It's like the brother, man, you know?
Yeah.
Sunny as well.
Oh.
I love you too.
Oh, beautiful. We are also filming. We are filming.
Yes,
so that's fantastic. No, but these guys, listeners out there, they do feel like they're loving each other. And you can get it from the music. Yeah, you can definitely get it. And in fact, yeah. There's a track that you want to play live unplugged here for us, don't you?
Yes, it's called 2,000 Light Years from Home.
Yeah, all right. So our take on the Stones, 2,000 Light Years from Home.
Yeah, but this is very different.
Yeah.
All right, take it away anytime you want.
Sun turning round with graceful motion. We're heading off with soft explosion. Bound for a star with fiery ocean. It's so very lonely. You're 100 light years from home. Freezing red deserts turn to dark. Energy here in every part. It's so very lonely. You're 600 light years from home. It's so very lonely. You're 1,000 light years from home. Woo! Bell Flight 14, you now can land. See you on Aldebaran. It's safe on the green desert side, yeah. But it's so very lonely. You're 2,000 light years from home. And it's so very lonely. You're 2,000 light years from home. You're so very lonely. 2,000 light years from home, home, home. Yeah.
Woo! Fantastic.
Thank you.
That was great. That was really, really good. Oh, I must admit, I love that bass. You know, really, really, really going for it, man. Nice one. I can't wait to catch you live. Really.
Yeah. Well, we got some really rocky numbers. People are going to be really surprised.
Well, I'm definitely. Could I have a? Well, not maybe not today, but perhaps would I? Can Atomic Mosquito be invited in one of your rehearsals? Perhaps.
Well,
if you want to come down.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course I won't. Yeah. I won't be. I will be recording it.
You can come record us. You can video us.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's yeah. pleasure, guy. Of course really? I can. Cool. I can be your paparazzi and take some pictures as well. I have fun taking pictures and videoing. Of course, it's going to be very great for me to listen to what you guys are going to be playing before you're going to be playing. Yes, I like
exclusive.
That. Exactly. I promise not to video and to put it out on the web until you guys want me to do. Now, I won't be any journalist out there undercover. I would just enjoy myself. But guys, okay. Before, I know you've got to go and everything, but before you go, do you mind plugging your show, MySpace page, single coming out with Just Play Crew, and everything else. Are you on Twitter, by the way? Because if you're not,
you are on Twitter.
You are? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to pass this mic to you because that one is playing jokes. So I'll get that one.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Our MySpace is myspace.com/PearlMusicUK. And we're on Twitter as well, Pearl Music. Right. And we're not on Facebook yet, but we will be.
Of course.
All the other ones.
Let me know.
Watch out for information on our MySpace for, you know, when our single's going to be released. But that's actually on supposed to be December 22nd because that's the gig. So I'm assuming that'll be the day.
Mm-hmm.
But and we're also going to be in the local newspaper before that as well.
All right. Tell us.
The Wooden Veil, they're going to do a little interview. So.
All right.
But yeah, you can check all that information out.
You've got a BBC coming up as well.
Yeah, BBC Radio, Cambridgeshire with Sue Marchant. So yeah, you can check all the information on our MySpace. And Just all keep right. updated, because there's going to be a lot of good stuff happening.
Well, I tell you what, in 2010, I'm going to have, as you remember, I'm going to have at the Television Center, at the fourth floor, Wood Lane, Atomic Mosquito Unsigned live show, like I had a couple of years ago, right there. And I would love to invite you there.
Really? What was this?
At Television Center, the BBC.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's not going to be televised. Well, we don't know, really. But it's, it's going to happen.
That would be great.
Yes, it's not going to happen. I was meant to do it before the end of this year, but I'm going to do a charity gig instead here in Pimlico for the young teenagers and etc., because we love to get involved with the young people that unfortunately are not as lucky as us, especially around Christmas. And they're amazing. It's fantastic. So my heart goes out to all those people that you know, and hopefully they'll have a bright future. I'm sure they will, through music, most of them.
It's fantastic.
So it's brilliant. So because of that, that took priority, obviously, and the Atomic Mosquito unsigned live shows at Television Center is going to be actually in a new year, probably not January, because January is normally a quiet month, but maybe February. So you guys, you know, keep your date, one date in a diary. Is going to be a Thursday night sometime, and we record everything as well.
Cool, man. Hey, and watch out for us next year, because we want to do as many festivals as possible. All so right. Please get in touch if you are a promoter of a big festival or small ones. It doesn't matter. We want to play festivals, so that's the end.
As a matter of fact, there are some very good venues in Shoreditch, which you definitely have to. Yeah, 93 Feet East is one of them.
Okay.
Another one is called Mother Bar. 333 Mother Bar. Yeah. It's really good. And I happen to know the promoter there. So if you guys, you know, after
your
debut.
No,
yeah, well, of course, you know, the quality. When it's like that, isn't it? On the underground scene, somebody knows a band that is really good, we tend to hook up with, have you checked them out? No, I haven't. Who are they? Oh, they're called such and such. Oh, right. Okay, it's like that, isn't it?
Okay,
before then it comes really out there. And this guy does a lot of really good bands, you know, and necessarily they have 100,000 people coming at the door, but they have a lot of quality. So 333 Mother Bar, check it out. And 93 Feet is two very good gigs. And Troubadour, Els Court.
Right.
Els Court. Even Dylan, I think, played there.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I think I was supposed to play there once, but it never came about. So, I heard
Fantastic.
It's a really great venue.
All right. Well, guys, there is another track that I would like to leave for our listeners out there.
Okay.
We had Pearl in the house. We had Mr. Well, let's start
Ian
from...
Ian Montlake.
Okay. Yes.
Heidi Jo Hines and Jeff Holden.
On the camera.
In the house. And Sonny Flint in spirit.
In spirit.
Still alive, but still in spirit.
Your drummer. Great drummer. that's fantastic. Well, I would like to say to the listeners out there at the Atomic Mosquito Radio Show, we are so happy to have such talented artists that like Pearl in the house. They have a really great gig, which is going to be their trampoline for their debut album coming up in 2010, but this is going to be for their debut single called Cruel, and the gig is going to be...
The Proud Gallery in Camden on December 22nd, so get your Christmas hats on and come down!
And how can
no excuses.
If they want to get in touch with you, have you got an email address that they can get in touch with you?
Well, do I want to say that on air? No. Pearl. No, you can just contact us through MySpace for now, because you know.
MySpace. Repeat the email address.
It's myspace.com/PearlMusicUK.
Fantastic. And with that, listeners, I'm going to leave you with another track from Pearl. This track is called
Freedom.
Ciao, guys.
See you later, Carlo. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Sure enough, we often find there's no one there to ease your mind. Had enough of crying. You long's it gonna take for your heart to unbreak? Who can you trust? You're reaching out for love, but love just ain't enough. It's all too much. You've had enough of crying, had enough of loneliness. Oh, but things can change if you let it go. And you fight for you.
Mosquito Unsigned Radio Show.